Everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Couch Cat Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Ryan, joined by co-host Alan.
Hello.
Dude, I can't not laugh when you do that. And anyway, this is season 2, episode 6.
Yeehaw.
An overview of several MMOs third-party add-ons. It's not a complete guide, but it's a good enough guide. How's that sound? Is that pretty official?
Good enough.
Good enough. It's a good enough guide.
Give it the old college try.
It's very relatable to like simple MMO mechanics, you know? It's good enough.
Oh, Mike's going to slap you?
Yeah. I'll take anything, really. I haven't seen that guy in a minute.
Fair.
He's like a ghost in Phasma. He's just fading through closets and stuff. I was hoping you'd feel the silence as I drink tea, but you didn't say anything. That was awkward.
I wanted to hear you sip. I wanted
Did you
that
hear it?
ASMR. I heard the breath you took afterwards.
Okay, because I'm not gonna edit it. So, all right,
give the people some ASMR.
Yeah. So anyway, before we get into the third party add-ons,
yes.
As a result of our investigative journalism, which is dead these days, but not here at Couch Cat.
Not here.
How are you doing, Alan?
Stressed.
All right, next.
Yeah, stressed.
Is there something happening?
Yeah, I got my wedding this coming Saturday. So we're recording on Monday? So, woo-wee.
Monday the 13th.
Yep.
Not to be confused with Friday the 13th.
The better day.
Yeah, better day. Well, that's exciting. And of course I'll be there. So that's exciting.
Unfortunately.
Really? I mean, I hope while driving there, my car explodes. So it's like, oh, I have to turn around.
I hope my dog explodes back home. So you can't turn around.
I have to catch a helicopter.
Boy, that'd be nice. I'm sure Kumo would love that.
Oh, he'd fucking stress diarrhea all over my lap, probably.
For those who don't know, Kumo is a dog.
He's my dog.
Yeah.
And Sam's dog, aka Kimcher's dog, aka member, an OG member of the Couch Cat, aka my wife. A lot of AKAs there.
All right.
I'm looking, you know, I looked at the friends list the other day. On Simple MMO, and I see you haven't been online for a week.
Yeah.
So, did you quit?
Been focusing on my wedding. Priorities come first.
Well, I'll tell you what, I haven't been online for like a month.
Well, so, that's nice.
But I'm back, baby. I'm in global chat.
The new event is happening.
Yeah, new event that we're not covering is happening. I'm picking on advisors in the chat. It's been, you know, it's okay. To get back in the game, I think you just kind of have to focus on your daily task, right?
Yeah, that's what I do.
That will eventually get you.
Just straight up focus on dailies.
Yeah, that'll get you in the swing of things. And then if you want to branch out, maybe PvP.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have to convert to PvP eventually.
Oh, yes.
To get EXP, because it's just not there for PvE guilds yet.
It's not there for a small PvE guild that does nothing. So. Yeah. Well, let's be clear. Let's be very clear here.
Yeah,
no follow.
We're not doing,
to the game.
Doing events. For, I actually cleaned out house again, so we lost our two randos that have been AFK for for so long. So
yeah.
But yeah, well, eventually we'll be in the swing of things. I just want to be strong when we return.
That's fine. We'll be stronger than the level 200s. We're going to bully.
Yeah, I mean that's the pond I live in. Nothing above 200. So,
hell yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Enough rambling?
Fun. You didn't even ask me how I'm doing. Okay. Well, here we are. We're into the third party add-on section of the podcast. So between Alan and I, we did some research and we narrowed it to 3 third party add-ons that we felt were worth talking about, or at least could easily be found and trusted to download. There's some other ones that are kind of iffy, and we'll talk about that later. But I'd like to kick it off with Yomu's Simple MMO App Hub. So I have experience using Yomu's, I would just call it a product back in the day when we initially played, when I was heavily into PvP, and I have a little backstory about that. But essentially, Yomu Simple MMO App Hub, it's available on GitHub. We'll have a link in the show notes section if you've, you know, if you're hearing about this for the first time. And its features include notifications for quest points, energy, in-game messages, and notifications in general. It's got a mobile simulation with a chat client and guild PvP tool, and the guild PvP tool is what I've used in the past. It boasts a modern and elegant design and has an auto updater included, so you don't have to keep downloading different versions. And the mobile simulation aspect of this tool, it allows for keybinds, temple worship timer, and has a step mode better than ever to keep the authentic simple MMO feeling. Alan, we talked about this and we're like, because this allows you to simulate your mobile device on your computer.
Yeah.
Why would someone want to do that?
I thought about that too. Like, why would I want to do it? And honestly, I think the reason why is like, if you are, you know, grinding away at work, you know, if you're working from home or whatever, and you can't really shrink down the simple MMO web app too well, to the point where you get everything on it. So just having like the mobile version takes up less space on your computer screen. And so it's right there and easy to do, and you can move it around wherever you want it to go. So it's kind of like a ease of use for if you're doing things other than just simple MMO or just chilling on your computer, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yep. The chat client alone is freaking nice. Like, I don't know about you, but the chat is kind of a pain in the ass on the mobile version. Like, if you want to chat, it's all you're going to do is chat. And this one, like, you standalone chat, so you can just stay on the chat the whole time, which is so nice. So I think that's cool. I think that's a great addition if you just want to chat with the community.
And that when you say chat, like, it's just like an open chat client where you're not actually like, you don't have to step or anything. You don't have to have the game open. Like, you're just, it's like AIM. Is that what you mean?
Essentially.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Because I will say, like, chat differentiates from in-game and Discord. I'm still looking to see which one's better, like, community engagement wise. But yeah, I mean, I think that's it. That allows you to have Discord open and your chat client open, and then you have just essentially two like methods of tapping into the community, right?
So, yeah, like, you don't even have to be playing in-game. Yeah. So, and I think that's the best part.
Some of the features of the chat client. So they have username right-click functionality, including quick access to player profiles. It has a username left-click functionality to easily tag other players. Item click functionality, including full access to item information without leaving chat. Windows notifications when other players ping you. Disable chat auto-update when reading old messages to prevent interruptions. Full access to chat outside of Simple MMO, which Alan just mentioned. Overall improved ease of use. Better than ever to keep the authentic Simple MMO feeling. Chat client is everything you've wanted in Simple MMO's chat, and now it's here. I will say, Yomu, if he's the one that wrote like the narratives around his features, he's good, man.
Yeah, this is like, this could be a product all on its own. It's really well done. I'm not going to lie.
Should have sold it to Mike. I don't know what he's doing. He's too close to Mike to see what he could do. You know what I mean? Like, he's a mod, right? So he's too close to the sun.
I doubt Mike would even buy it.
How dare you say that? Don't crush his dream so soon.
I mean, like...
And moving on to the third portion of Yomu's app. It's the Guild PvP tool. And his description is, hug your friends and enemies alike with Guild PvP tool. And it features automated Guild Wars list. Mark players as banned. Export, import your ban list. Blacklist players from your search, filter, additional API key support, and two-part generation of targets to avoid rate limit, make it quick, and save your time. So, you know, I used this back in the day. You could filter, you know, anyone at under a level 100, and you could filter like, I'm pretty sure you could filter like people from allied guilds. I can't really remember, but essentially it just made it easy to generate a hit list, if you will, and just click attack and just go down the list instead of manually combing through. Say you're in a guild war and you're just constantly refreshing that guild member list to see who's available to hit, or just random players online for general PvP purposes. So yeah, it's an awesome tool. It really sped up PvP, and especially if you have like a huge energy pool. I only have like 20 energy points, I think 20 something. But you know, if you're a pay to winner, you know, like Saiyan Sama, I mean, you have like 1,000 energy. So I guess you need this. But if you are a PvP player, definitely look into it. I like this alone. I mean, the chat feature sounds awesome too, but this alone would ease of use. And it's just a, you just download, you know, from GitHub as an exe file, install it and run it. It's definitely one of the easiest third-party add-ons to use that we're reviewing today, or at least discussing today. And the original version, I'm not sure if he didn't have it lying in wait or not, but back in the day, Alan, when we used to do interviews for the guilds, the top 10, my first interview was with Koi, and in the middle of like building this interview up and grabbing information from Crazy, not to be confused with Crazy Fi, but they had a PvP tool that was only allowed to or only open to guild members. So they wanted me to embed it into the article when our old website was live. And I brought it to Yuma's attention because I didn't know if like this was even allowed within the game or be used alongside the game. And Yuma was like, oh, that's cool. But how about I just make one? And he just, like in a day or so, he presented this like free guild PvP tool. And it at that time, it was not part of his larger Simple Mo app hub. So pretty cool. It's going strong. Still looks cool. Still usable.
Yeah. It looks incredibly professional. I mean, he's constantly working on this thing. So I think it's really awesome to see something like that. And honestly, this is a great resume builder for the guy. So good on him.
Yeah. Good on him. So the next. Oh,
well,
go on, dude.
I want to talk about how the .exe, because this is a big difference between some of the other tools. It's an actual .exe file that you run instead of just some scripts. So he built it and packaged it up all squared away, so it's an actual program for you to run on your computer. And what you'll that's what makes it super professional. It's an actual legitimate program that you could run on your computer. And I think that's what separates it from every other tool out there currently on Simple MMO. So I don't think we found, or at least we did not find, another tool that was a .exe file, an actual program. Everything else is just scripts or a web app or something that's hanging around on there.
Right. And that leads us to our second one by Hugged Head, and that's his PvP tool, which it is integration via user script, and it's on the PC only. So it's not, like Alan said, it's not packaged up as an executable file. It is through your browser, and it's a script. So I would say it's more complex to use, and it's noted in the features. So you'd have to press the spacebar to auto-hit auto-query. There are player filtering based on hit logs. Automated mining, the tab can be left in the background and mining will proceed. And I'm guessing here when he says automated mining, it means like mining players.
He's talking about PvP targets.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess like once you set up your parameters, then it's easy. Like then it's just a one-stop shop of hitting, hitting attack or hitting the space bar. And it also says distributed mining. Public API requests are performed client-side, but stored on the server, enabling for aggregate search results. Optimized search. Probability of a player's data being refreshed is proportional to number of hits logged. Player refreshing. After a player is hit, a refresh of the player's data is scheduled to happen after revival. Greater than 50% health. And mobile device compatibility, even though it says the user script is PC only in the description. And then dark mode, self-explanatory. And Alan, you wanted us to note that the tech behind this, it's built with a Bootstrap front end, Flask REST API.
Yeah, REST API.
Okay, and a post, I don't, what is this? PostgreSQL database? Like,
close enough. Yeah, so
hello.
I don't know. I like to geek out on the technical pieces of it. Like, so the Bootstrap front end, that's just like a framework on the front end to be able to template out your design. Flask REST API, that's Flask is a Python backend web framework. So I am a huge fan of Python. I code in it every day. So I just love the idea that it's a Flask REST API. And then he's got essentially a Postgres SQL database. So that's where he's keeping all of his information, it seems like. So when that mining happens, it's being stored on his SQL server, his database, excuse me, same thing. So that then you're just pulling from his database. So that's what he talks about, like, if possible, leave mining running in the background to help the site gather new PvP targets, which one, I do not feel comfortable about as a user utilizing someone's script, not an actual program. I don't like the idea of just having a script running on my computer mining things in the background, regardless if it's just the PvP targets. That's just my own personal cybersecurity issue. Like, to me, I'm Hugtead is a great guy, based off of the interactions I've had with him, and the tools that he's made for Discord bots are really amazing. But personally, I don't like the idea of running a script on my computer. It's probably very safe for this one because we know the individual. But so I get that, like, he mines the site and stores the information in the database for the U2 to then work through. But yeah, that's why we talk about the difference between a .exe file and then just some scripts running.
Right. Yeah, that was our main concern with this one.
Yes.
Although it does sound amazing to just set your parameters, you know, to have that auto search. And then, you know, when you open this or log on or open your browser, etc.
Absolutely, yeah.
You don't have to fiddle with anything else.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it comes at your own risk.
Yep.
Yeah. And that, I can't even remember the third. So there's a third party add-on actually. And it was another script. And it was another iffy tool as well. And we scrapped it. So I lied. There's actually only two tools.
Yeah. The other one, there was another one where, like, you had to actually reach out to the developer to add your guild to his web app or to then be able to do Guild Wars as well. We just didn't get around. Of course, we're PvE right now, so we couldn't do that. And then, yeah, the one that you're talking about was very convoluted and hard to figure out. So we just sort of, like, you know, it's not even worth trying.
Yeah.
So sorry for lying to you, but no regrets.
Yeah. 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 I will say Hugtead also has an entire web app section out with, like, a website, excuse me.
Yeah.
And then he has different web apps within the website, like, you know, looking at guilds and their progression on the leaderboard. There's that PvP tool there as well. I forget, there's a bunch of other different, like, stats that you could pull up, which I think is really good, and it looks very clean. So I'd recommend checking out his website to get more information, as well as look at his other tools that he has.
Yeah, and you can find it by searching simplememo.me. So,
yeah,
that's like his website that hosts everything. But yeah, that's it. That was a quick and dirty third party add on review discussion. If you're going to have to pick one, can't go wrong with either. But Yomu's is more comprehensive. And again, it's an EXE. Just download it, deal with it. It's that much easier. not to discredit Hugged Head's tool, because I'm sure there's a bunch of users there already. If it's not Koi, you know, if it's not all Koi.
But yeah.
Yeah, there's some good options out there. Of course, we found these in Simplemo's official Discord. They have a third-party add-on text channel where there's discussions with these tools and pinned information located within that text channel. So if this has piqued your interest or you have questions about it, post them there.
Yeah.
And see what you'll get, because I'm pretty sure Yomu and Hugged Head, they're in and out of that text channel. So
yeah,
instead of hunting them down individually, just post it there.
Yeah, I want to also shout out to Disdain, the Discord user in our Discord. He was the one who reached out to me and dropped a bunch of links and like broke down what the different tools do. So his knowledge that he shared with me, and then of course with Ryan. Me sharing with Ryan really helped shape this as well. So I want to shout out to Disdain. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Very kind of you. I don't remember your simple MMO username. Maybe Disdain. I could be very wrong. But Discord user is Disdain. So thank you again.
Yeah, we call him Baby Disdain. We don't actually call him that.
Sure, you'd love to hear that.
We don't call him that, but you can call him that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's next? As Alan mentioned, it's done. It's come and gone. There was the History of Simple Mo event. We feel like we're going to do a retroactive episode on that.
Yeah. There's also another event happening right now.
So the Gods of Simple Mo. Was that?
Yep. The Gods of the Simple Mo is happening right now.
Yeah. So we might just tie up. We might just do a tie-in, like a double event episode.
Yeah.
So look for that on the horizon. We have some other stuff in the works, but we can't discuss it here because we don't remember.
We have terrible memories.
Yeah. It's been a hell of a month, brother. And also keep an eye out for more guide videos on YouTube. If you have yet to subscribe to us, please do. We have guides coming out pretty regularly. We had two go live last week. Getting some good feedback. Thank you for that. Thanks, Kevin, for always commenting on the videos, and No-Chan and a couple others. And I want to give a shout out to No-Chan. He's always liking and commenting on our tweets. So thanks, No-Chan.
Too kind.
But yeah, keep a lookout on the videos. This particular podcast won't be a video podcast just because of the crunch time with Alan's wedding coming up. So that's our scapegoat for today. But it is meant to be a regular theme here. Yes. With podcast videos. So don't think they're done. And we still need to discuss going live in the Discord, but that's still in the works too. Anyway, anything you have to say, Alan, before we get on to the outro?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, cool. Well, as usual, please check out our website, couchcatpod.com, where you can get all of the information, including podcast releases or videos releasing. I have regular blog posts releasing weekly, whether they're recaps of SimpleMMO update logs, or patch notes, excuse me, event information, and bunch more. So just head over to the website, go to the blog tab, and get to reading. The website, of course, has all relevant links to our Discord, to our Twitter, maybe our Instagram. I can't remember. It's there, but and all other relevant links. And please leave a review on the website, as it helps the show tremendously. And it's all in-house reviews, which means it's on the website. You don't have to log in through iTunes or anything like that, or Google Podcasts. You can leave a review directly on the website and you'll be shouted out in the next episode. And if you like the show, tell your friends. Get more of the SimpleMMO community involved. There's a whole community out there that doesn't go to the Discord and, you know, exists within the game itself. So if you're one of those players, or at least you know players who do not know the Discord exists or we exist, pass the word on. We greatly appreciate it. And that's all I got for you. So we'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.
Goodbye.